Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Anita Breen, General Manager of the Strauss Theater Center in Monroe. Welcome, Anita.
Thank you so much. It's good to be here again.
Thanks for coming in today in this holiday season. And you've got one of the big ones for the holiday season going on right now at the theater. Tell me what you've had coming up for Christmas.
Yes, we've got A Miracle on 34th Street. Of course, a delightful and long-standing show about Christmas, about Santa Claus. It's great for children. It started in 1947 as a film called Miracle on 34th Street. I think Natalie Wood played the little girl in that show. But this is a different take on it. The stage is transformed into a radio studio, and this is performed as a live radio broadcast with all of the challenges that, of course, we don't have now with radio because of our technology, but with all the fun of the sound effects that have to be created.
You know, I needed a creaky door for Halloween recently, and I've got this microphone stand here, and it creaks real bad. I put some oil on it the other day. It won't creak now, but, you know, it went, and I thought, man, about 50 years ago, somebody would have used that.
Absolutely.
For a creaky, spooky door.
Yes.
So you guys are doing what was a film as a live radio show, and I guess theater's always live anyway, so it sort of is the same thing, but radio back then was really different. You had to do all the commercials live. You had to make all the sounds. Often you had one guy making bunches of different voices.
Yes, one person can perform several roles because it's radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's also live, so that also has the challenges of people making mistakes. It actually was first performed as a radio show on the Lux Radio Hour a year after it came out as a movie. So this isn't a new thing. We're just doing it in a different way this year from the way Strauss normally presents our shows.
All right, so let's talk about the play. Where is it set?
It is set in New York City in the Macy's department store. Everybody knows about Macy's and their Christmas. And Santa has been hired and claims he's the real Santa Claus.
Wait, now back up, though. Oh. Santa was drunk.
Well, the first Santa was drunk.
He got fired.
He got fired. And this new Santa appeared on the scene just out of nowhere, it seems. His name is Kris Kringle. He swears his name is really Kris Kringle. And he's the real Santa Claus.
So how does that go over with the employees and folks at the store? This cat walks in, replaces old drunk Santa, and he says he's really Santa Claus.
Well, there is a lady that works, that is in charge of all of this, who is very cynical and has even taught her daughter, who's a young girl, that there is no Santa Claus. There is no Easter Bunny, etc. Doesn't believe in fairies, doesn't believe in dragons, all of this kinds of stuff that is part of children's lore. And so she becomes very upset with this man who continues to call himself the real Santa Claus and even start putting doubts, I think, in her daughter's mind.
So now ultimately this ends up in court?
It does. It ends up in court. She tries to prove that he is mentally unstable. And it's fun to see how all that pans out.
So that sounds like a neat play. And did the young child finally believe in Santa?
You have to come see the show
have
to find
come,
out.
Have
all
to
of
come
that.
Find out.
That's
okay.
Right.
let's see. I want to ask you about the folks in your show. Who all do you have in your show? Who's Santa Claus first?
He's a newcomer to our stage, and I have drawn a blank, and I apologize for that. I do not remember his name. One of the major people in the show is John Dennison.
Oh, John's in it. What is John doing?
John is one of the male leads who kind of has a liking for the mother that is so cynical that works for the radio.
You know, he won't have a problem because before he was in TV, He was in radio for a long time.
I know. I mean, it's like he just is a natural.
Now, talk to me about this this radio studio you've set up. Where did you guys find all this neat stuff to do sound effects and do the play live as you would do it on radio?
Well, part of it, of course, is through the imagination of Scott Baranet, who is our director. And he can come up with some very imaginative ways of putting this on. But we've also borrowed stuff. A box appeared at the theater the other day, and I kept looking at it and finally realized it was a sound effect for a door banging that had been loaned to us by someone else who had used it before. So we have all of those kinds of things, and Scott and his imagination comes up with all of the rest.
Well, that sounds pretty neat. Now, this play will get going when?
It opens on Patron Night on December the 7th. Then for regular members and the general public on Friday the 8th. We have shows then on Sunday the 10th, which is a matinee, and on Tuesday the 12th, Thursday the 14th, and Friday the 15th.
So you got 2 good weeks to get out and see this thing.
That's exactly right. People can get tickets by calling the box office, of course, at 323-6681. They can get tickets by going to our website, straustheatercenter.com. Or they can even come by the theater and visit with us on Lammy Lane, 1300 Lammy Lane. I do want to make sure that I thank our sponsors, because we can't operate without our sponsors. For this particular show, our sponsors are CenturyLink, BioLife, the Monroe West Monroe Convention and Visitors Bureau, and the Junior League.
All right. That is Anita Breen, Miracle on 34th Street. You can find out more by calling 323-6681. Or visiting StraussTheaterCenter.com. And to hear this again and learn more, you can visit KEDM.org.